living with reverence of God.
你知道敬畏神很重要。
We know that fearing God, or revere God is very important.
所罗门王说啊，敬畏神是智慧的开端。
King Solomon said that for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
能够认识至圣者就是聪明人。
He who knows the utmost high is wise.
所以一个真正有智慧的人是会敬畏神。
Therefore, a person who is truly wise, he will fear God.
我们看诗篇第二篇。
Let's turn to the scroll of Psalms, chapter 2.
诗篇第二篇。
Psalm chapter 2.Chapter 2, verse 11.
诗篇二篇十一节。
Psalm chapter 2, verse 11.
当存畏惧侍奉神，又当存战惊而快乐。十二节。
Verse 12.
当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你便在他的道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的。都是有福的。
Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Verse 12, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you'll be destroyed in your way. For his wrath can be flared up in a moment. Blessed are those who take refuge in him.
这里讲到说啊，我们要存着惧怕的心啊，来侍奉神。
Here Bible tells us that serve the Lord with fear.
一方面啊，战兢的来侍奉神；一方面以神为快乐。
And rejoice, and rejoice with trembling.
所以对神一方面要尊敬，一方面要惧怕。
And so we should honor God, but we should also fear the Lord.
他说：“我们如果不怕神呐、得罪神呐、会灭亡。
If someone who does not fear God and consequently sin against God, he'll be perish.
一般人对神的态度大概有三种。
Typically, there are three types of attitudes that people have towards God.
一种是不敬不畏。
One is nor fear, nor honor.
罗马书第一章里面讲到说啊，神虽然眼睛看不见。
In Romans chapter 1, there says,Even though God is invisible,
但是他的能力啊，他的神性是明明可知的。
But his divinity, and his creation, is visible.
因为神借着很多的现象啊，把它明明的显露出来。
For God has used many things, to reveal his divinity to us.
他说，虽然是人啊，知道有神。
So even though we are human beings, we should know that there is God.
但是却不晓得来敬拜他，荣耀他。
But many times we fail to respect God and to worship God.
反而自以为聪明。
And many times consider ourselves smarter than God.
把神的荣耀变成一种会朽坏的东西这样来代替神。
And people in this world exchange of material things of the invisible glorious God.
那所以神就让他们存着一个错误的心就做了很多很多放纵犯罪的事情。
And many people, because of this lack of fear of God, they fail to acknowledge Him and committed many wrongdoings.
那所以很多人犯罪放纵就是因为不敬畏神。
Many people, they.Indulge in themselves in all kinds of physical enjoyment is because they do not fear God.
所以他们虽然知道神判定行这种恶事的人是必死的。
Bible tells us that even though these people knew that whoever lived like this will surely die.
他们不只是自己去做，还希望别人跟他们一起去放纵犯罪。
However, not only they continue to practice this kind of evil.They even entice others to join them.
这就是不认识神的外邦人他们不敬神也不畏神。
And these are the type of people that they do not honor God or fear God, and we can find people like that today everywhere.
第二种是敬神但是不怕神。
There are other type of people. They honor God, but they do not fear God.
该隐跟亚伯都在献祭。
So Cain and Abel both offer to God.
该隐知道说要拜神。
And Cain knew that he should worship God.
所以他也知道用祭物啊，啊来献祭给神。
So he learned that he should offer what he has to God.
啊，但是该隐的献祭啊是敬神，但是不畏神。
But the offering of Cain is that of honor God, yet did not fear God.
说他是随着自己的意思来献祭。
Bible says that he offered according to his will.
啊，当然他的献祭啊不能够得到神悦纳。
Therefore, his offering was not accepted by God.
啊，神就对他说啊，你如果所献的啊，献得好，你怎么会不蒙悦纳呢
？And God had told Cain that if you have acted justly, wouldn't your offering be accepted as well?
啊，神又叫他说你要谨慎，因为罪啊想要祝福你。
And then Bible also says that told Cain that you should be careful for sin is crouching at your footsteps.
啊，但是这个该隐啊，因为他的祭物没有办法得到神的悦纳，就变了脸色。
And Cain, because his offering wasn't accepted by God, therefore his face changed.
他也迁就迁却归罪于他的弟弟。
And he even put the blame on his brother.
因为亚伯的行为好，他的祭物蒙神悦纳。
Abel, because he has better deeds, therefore his offering was accepted by God.
所以该隐就趁着没有人在的时候啊，就在田地里面啊，就把他的弟弟啊，把他杀掉了。
And so Cain, while no one was looking, got up and killed his brother Abel.
所以后来受到神很大的咒诅。
And later, he was cursed by God.
所以他虽然在献祭给神。
So even though he offered to God,
好像是知道要敬神啊，但是不怕神。
As if he should honor and worship God, yet he had no fear of God.
我们看到这种知道敬神不畏神的例子相当多。
And we can find some examples of people who honor and worship God, yet had no fear of God.
啊，亚伦的儿子他们做祭司。
The two sons of Aaron, they were high priests.
啊，祭司的工作啊，就是献祭给神。
And their job was to offer sacrifice to God.
啊，第一次啊，献祭的时候，因为神降火下来，把祭物烧掉。
And during the first sacrifice, God sent fire from heaven and burned the offering.
所以大家就非常的兴奋。
And so everyone was very excited to see.
啊，这个亚伦的两个儿子啊，拿达、亚比夫。
And so the two sons of Aaron,
Nadab 拿着香炉啊，到啊那个随便啊拿一些火就点上，就把那个祭物就献上去了。
And so they did not pay attention, but randomly select some incense and was gonna offer to God just like that.
那个烧香的火啊，是要从祭坛里面引来的。
And supposedly this fire to light the incense had to come from the altar.
祭坛的火是神从天上降下来的。
And for the fire that was in the altar came from heaven.
啊，那个火是不能够熄灭的，要一直点着。
And that fire shall always be burned.
啊，然后用那个火来点香。
And you should use that fire to light the incense.
啊，但是他们可能得意忘形呢。
But perhaps they were overjoyed.
所以就把随便人间的火啊，就拿来就把它点了，啊、就结果就被烧死在祭坛前面。
And so they took some other methods to get this fire, and they used that to start.The offering and they were killed.
说随便的献上燔火啊，是神没有愤怒的。
And they did not act according to the commandment of God, even in the course of offering.
所以受神的惩罚，人被烧死了，但是衣服头发都没有烧焦。
And the Bible said they were punished by God, that they were physically burned to death, but their clothes were not burned.
神说要在侍奉他的人的面前啊，显出神是非常神圣的。
And God says that He will reveal His holiness in front of others.
所以我们今天来到神的面前来侍奉他，我们要存着尊敬，而且要畏惧的态度。
So when we come before God to serve God, we must have a heart of fear as well as honor.
那所以第三种人呢、啊，就是。 侍奉神又尊敬又惧怕神。
And then the third type of people, when they serve the Lord, they serve with both honor and fear.
啊，这是我们在神的面前呢，应当有的正确态度。
And this is the correct attitude we should have, when we serve in front of the Lord.
哦，我们为什么要敬畏神
？And why shall we fear God？
我们看马拉基书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 1.
马拉基书第一章。
Malachi, chapter 1.
第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
马拉基书一章第六节。
Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6.
说藐视我名的祭司啊，万军的神对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既然为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们这在何事上藐视你的名呢？
Verse 6. A son honors his father and a servant his master. If I'm the father, where's the honor due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you, O priests, who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we show contempt for your name? You place defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible.
这里讲到说啊，儿子要尊敬父亲啊，啊，这是理所当然的。
Here said that a son honors his father, and that's rightfully so.
因为父亲啊，生我们，养我们，教育我们。
Because our father nurtures us, cares for us.
所以做儿女的要尊敬父母亲。
So naturally, we as the children, should honor our parents.
这是理所当然。
And that's rightfully so.
一个人不晓得尊敬父母亲啊，这是得罪天也得罪父母亲的事。
A person who does not know how to honor their parents not only offends the parents but also offends God.
所以一个放荡的孩子离开了家。
And the Bible records a prodigal son who left his house.
他把父亲给他的财富啊，都把他花费光了。
And he squandered all the wealth that his father gave him.
啊，他在外面晃荡
，and he just hanging out somewhere。
啊，在受苦的时候，他才醒悟过来
，and only when in his bitterest suffering, he was awakened。
那我现在要回到父亲那里去。
He said, "I shall return back to my father's house."
我要对我的父亲说，父亲啊，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
And I want to say to my father, "Father, I have offended." Heaven and I've offended you.
我已经不配做你的儿子了。
I am unworthy to be called your son.
那所以一个人不晓得尊敬父母亲呢，就是得罪天呐，也得罪父母亲的。
So if someone who does not honor his or her parents, not only this offends the parents, this offends God.
希伯来书的作者说啊，父母亲管教我们。
In the book of Hebrew, it says that our parents sometimes will discipline us.
我们都存着敬重的心啊，来对待他们。
And we even so, we still respect our parents.
他说，既然这样啊，天父他是万灵的父亲。
And our heavenly Father, He is the Father of all.
啊，他管教我们啊，我们更应当啊敬重他。
So if our heavenly Father chastises us, and we should honor Him even more.
啊，因为他是我们的天父。
Because He is our heavenly Father.
啊，他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
所以儿子要孝顺父母。
And so we as sons should honor our parents.
仆人要敬重主人。
And the servants should honor the masters.
啊，我们对天父啊，他是我们的父亲，我们的主，我当然我们要敬畏他。
And our heavenly Father, he is our Father in heaven. We certainly should respect and honor him.
我们的神啊，他是大而可畏啊，全知全能的神。
The God we worship is the Almighty God and is all knowing.
我们看《申命记》第十章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
《申命记》第十章
，Deuteronomy chapter 10，
我们看十二节。
Please read verse 12。《
申命记》十章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12。
以色列啊，现在主你的神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏主你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。十三节。
13。
遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的， 为要叫你得福。跳过来看十七节。
Please read verse 17。
十七节。
Verse 17。
因为主你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。这里讲到说，我们的神呐、啊、是万神之神呐、
啊。Verse 17 it says, "For our Lord is the Lord of lords."
啊，是至大的神呐、啊，他大有能力，而且是大而可畏的神。
And the God of gods, and he shows no partiality.
所以神把他的能力作为啊，彰显在以色列民面前。
And so God manifested his power in front of the Israelites.
这是他的大能力呀、啊，惩罚埃及人。然后把以色列人从埃及当中 救出来。
Through his mighty hands and the plagues of Egypt, he punished the Egyptians and delivered the Israelites out of Egypt.
显出他是大有能力，而且是大而可畏的神。
Showing to all people that indeed he is the Almighty God and his power is great and awesome.
因为以色列人敬畏神，所以神就让他们在那个大海当中为他们开路。
And the Israelites, because of their fearing of God,God even opened up sea for them to walk on dry land. 埃及人
因为抵挡神啊，神就把他们军队啊灭在红海当中。
And the Egyptians tried to walk through the Red Sea as well, but they would perish when the water closed.
所以以色列民呢，看到神的伟大拯救啊，他们在那边歌颂赞美神。
And so the Israelites, when they witnessed such a great deliverance from the Lord, they gave thanks to God.
神在旷野当中为他们行奇事。
And God performed miracles in the wilderness.
然后把迦南人赶走啊，把迦南地赐给他们做产业。
And remove the Canaanites and gave them the land of Canaan as their inheritance.
所以神借着摩西啊，最后告诉他们。
Therefore, God through Moses told them this.
说以色列人啊，神要你们对他所做的是什么呢？
It says, "Oh, hear, O Israel, what is it that God requires of you?"
就是要你们能够敬畏他，遵行他的教训。
And it says in verse 12, "But to fear the Lord your God and to walk in all His ways."
因为他是大有能力啊，大而可畏的神。
Because He is the Almighty God, the Lord of Lords.
所以你们在他面前呢、啊，要存着敬畏的心。
And so when we come to the presence of the Lord.We must have a God, a heart of reverence.
我们看诗篇的四十七篇。
Let's turn to the scroll of Psalm chapter 47.
诗篇四十七篇第二节。
Psalm 47 verse 2.
诗篇四十七篇第二节。
Psalm 47 verse 2.
因为神至高者是可畏的，他是治理全地的大君王。第三节。
Verse 3.
他叫万民伏在我们以下，又叫列邦啊伏在我们的脚下。这神是治理天地万物的神。
And here it says, God is the God of Most High who rules heaven and earth.
啊，他可以叫万民啊臣服在百姓的面前。
Verse 3, He subdued nations under us, people under our feet.
因为他是治理全地的大君王。
Because he is the king of all the earth.
所以所有的人啊，在神面前都要存敬畏的心。
So everyone in the presence of God shall fear him.
他又是审判天地的主宰。
And he also the great king and the ruler of heaven and earth.
说神要按照人所行的行为啊，按照公义来行审判。
And Bible tells us God will judge according to what we have done righteously.
恒心行善的神就把平安喜乐永生的福气赐给他们。
Those who do good to others, God will give them joy, peace, and everlasting blessings.
行恶的人呢、啊，神就把患难痛苦加给他们。
Those who have done evil will receive suffering, toil, and bitterness.
因为他是公义的审判者，他不偏待人。
For he is the righteous judge, and God shows no partiality.
我们每一个人将来都要站在神的面前。
Each and every one of us one day will stand in front of God.
神要按照我们的行为啊，按真理来行审判。
And God will judge us according to what we have done.
就是我们所讲的一句话，神在审判的时候啊，都要句句都要供出来。
Even the words, the very words that we spoken will be shown in the last day.
要按照我们的言语，按照我们的行为，定你是义人或者是罪人。
And according to our speech and conduct to determine, are we righteous or are we evil?
所以每一个人呐都要面对神。
So everyone will face God.
所以我们要敬畏他。
Therefore, we shall fear God.
我们敬畏神的人呐。 可以得到一些好处。
Those who fear God will receive blessings from God.
看箴言的14章26节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言14章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
26节。
Verse 26.
14章26节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26.
敬畏神的大有倚靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
Verse 27.
敬畏神的就是生命的泉源，可以使人脱离开死亡的网罗。这里讲到说啊，敬畏神的人呐，神要成为他们的依靠。
Verse 26 says, "He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge."
他们要得到生命的泉源，能够脱离死亡。
Verse 27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death.
神你要保守他们，能够脱离一切的患难。
And God will protect us so that we may be escape from all snares.
所以敬畏神的人啊，神就做他们生命的泉源。
So those who fear God, God will be his fountain of life.
让我们得到生命，得到满足，得到喜乐。
So that we may receive life, joy and peace.
能够让我们胜过各样的患难。
That we're able to overcome all tribulations and troubles.
他做我们的依靠，又做我们的避难所。
He shall be our reliance and refuge.
所以无论任何的环境当中啊，有神做我们的依靠啊，我们就不惧怕。
So under any circumstance, as long as God is our reliance, we will have no fear.
敬畏神是我们得福气的一种途径。
And fear God is also the method in which we can receive blessings.
我们看诗篇115篇。
Psalm 105.
13节。
Psalm 105 verse 13.
诗篇115篇13节。
Excuse me, Psalm 115 verse 13.
说凡是敬畏神的，无论大小啊，主必赐福给他。
Verse 13. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike.
所以敬畏神是我们蒙福的一个途径。
So fearing God is one way for us to receive blessings from God.
所以在诗篇128篇啊，在这里讲到一个蒙福的家庭。
In Scroll Psalm chapter 118, there describes a family that is blessed by God.
说一个敬畏神的人啊，神就是祝福他跟他的家庭。
It says that the family that fears the Lord, God will bless him and his family.
神要祝福给他, 让他凡事都能够得到顺利。
And God will bless him so that he will be prosperous in all things he does.
让他事业成功, 还可以享受劳碌的成果。
So he will enjoy not only his prosperity, but able to rest peacefully.
神会祝福给他, 有一个美满快乐的家庭。
And God will give him a harmonious and happy family.
说妻子在内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。
And his wife will be a fruitful vine.
儿女围着桌子好像橄榄摘子。
And the children will be running around the table just like olives.
能够在神的恩中啊来成长。
And able to grow under the grace of God.
他说神就是这样祝福给他, 让他能够看到儿女的儿女。
And God will bless him so he's able to see his children's children.
所以这一章里面啊, 连续好几处说, 你看敬畏神的人啊, 神就是这样祝福给他。
In this chapter, it repeats many times, see, this is how God will bless someone who fears him.
敬畏神是我们啊, 生活当中啊, 真正可靠的保障。
And fearing God is how we can have the true reliance.
我们按诗篇的25篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 25.
12节。
Psalm 25, verse 12.
诗篇25篇啊, 12节。
Psalm 25, verse 12.
一直到14节。
Scroll Psalm chapter 25,
说谁敬畏神, verse 12. 神必主示他当选择的道路, 13节,
verse 13.
他必安然居住, 他的后裔必承受地土, 14节,
14.
神与敬畏他的人亲密, 他必将自己的约指示他们。 这里讲到说啊, 敬畏神的人啊, 神要成为他们坚固的保障。
Here it says that whoever fears the Lord, God will be his fortress.
说神会主示他们当选择的道路。
Verse 12, who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way
chosen for him. 我们在人生当中啊, 面对很多很多的抉择。
In our lifetime, we often have to make many choices.
我们在做选择的时候会影响到我们未来。
And the choice that you make today will affect tomorrow.
但是往往我们所看到的只是现在，没有办法看到未来。
But what we can see is only the present. We cannot see the future.
所以有时候我们的选择到底正不正确啊？ 我们就很担心。
So sometimes we worry whether we make the right decision or not.
所以常常站在好像十字路口当中一样，到底要往哪个方向走？
And so sometimes it seems like we're standing in a crossroad and we're not sure which direction to take.
圣经里面说啊，行路的人啊，常常不由自己。
And Bible tells us that sometimes we don't know which way to go.
因为我们不晓得未来的道路是不是能够亨通顺利。
Because we don't know is this way a broad way or is a way to nowhere.
那当一个人敬畏神的时候，
And when a person fears God,
说神会帮助他， 让他在那个选择的时候能够做一个正确的选择。
God will help him so that when it's time to make the choice, he will make the right choice.
因为神会属敬畏他的人啊，能够凡事亨通顺利。
Because God will bless and guide those who fear him.
他说神要让敬畏他的人能够安然居住。
Verse 13, he will spend his days in prosperity.
他的后裔啊，要承受地土。
And his descendants will inherit the land.
以色列人要进到迦南地, 因为神应许要把迦南地赐给他们做产业。
And for God has promised the Israelites that the land of Canaan shall be their inheritance.
当然神对亚伯拉罕的应许啊, 到了400多年以后实现。
And of course, this promise of Abraham was fulfilled 400 years later.
但是他们要进去之前啊, 神又透过摩西啊, 耶稣啊, 一直告诉他们。
But before they entered the land, God through prophet Moses and Joshua and told them this.
因为神所赐给你们的是一个美地。
Because what God wants to give you is a beautiful land.
因为神从年初到年尾啊, 就看顾这一块地。
And from the beginning to the end, God watches over this land.
所以你们如果能够敬畏神啊, 神就让你们在美地上啊能够长久居住。
So if you can revere and fear God, then you can dwell in this land forever.
但是你们如果不晓得敬畏神啊, 神既然能够把迦南人赶走啊, 同样会把你们吐出来。
And so, but if you do not fear God, if God can remove the Canaanites, God can also remove you.
所以神要把美地赐给你。
So God wants to give you this beautiful land.
但是你敬畏神的话, 神就让你在 美地上啊，长久安然居住。
But if you fear God, then you're entitled to dwell in this land forever.
他说，你如果不晓得敬畏神呢？
But if you do not know that you should fear God,
虽然在美地上也会世世的灭亡。
Even though you are dwelling in this beautiful land, your time of being destroyed is coming.
所以敬畏神是我们生活上的保障。
Therefore, fearing God will give us security of our life.
神要让你安然居住。
And God will give us prosperity that we may live in the land.
神要让你的后裔啊, 能够承受地土。
And our descendants will inherit the land as well.
神对亚伯拉罕说啊, 这个迦南地要给你跟你的祖孙做产业。
And God told Abraham that this land of Canaan shall be for you and your children.
但是经过了400多年以后,
But after 400 some years,
耶稣啊带着以色列人把这个迦南地占领了以后，
And after Joshua led the Israelites and occupied the land of Canaan,
说你们看啊， 神所应许的话一句都没有漏空， 都应验了。
And Joshua said, look, The words of God has now been fulfilled.
他们可以在美地上啊，在那边安然居住，承受地土。
Now they can inherit the land and live there happily.
他说神要跟敬畏他的人亲密。
And verse 14 it says the Lord confides in those who fear him.
他要把他的约啊指示我们。
He makes his covenant known to them.
他说敬畏神的人呐、啊。能够明白神的旨意，还能够在神的道中生活。
So those who fear God will always know the will of God and able to live under the grace of God.
我们怎么敬畏神
？How do we fear God？
我们看彼得前书第一章十七节。
First Peter chapter one.
彼得前书一章十七节。
First Peter chapter one verse 17.
一章十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
说你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。
Verse 17, since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your life as strangers here in reverent fear.
那我们要敬畏神啊，就是在我们的生活当中啊，就像我们在世上聚居的日子啊，要过一种敬虔的生活。
Here says to live, to fear God means we have to live our lives, with reverent fear.
也就是说啊，在生活当中啊，能够尊神为大。
That is,
按照神的旨意来生活。
That is in our daily lives, we set God as our top priority.And live according to the will of God.
所以无论什么事情啊，要尊神为大。
So no matter what we do, we have to put God in the first place.
我们无论要做事、要说话，在神的面前呢、都要非常的谨慎自己。
So things we say and the things we do, we must be extra cautious.
所以传道书第五章里面说啊。So, 我们来到神的殿啊，我们要谨慎脚步。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 it says, when we come to the sanctuary of the Lord, we have to watch our steps.
说敬虔听啊，胜过愚昧人献祭。
And those who heed the words of God far surpass a full sacrifice.
我们在神的面前啊，不可以啊，冒失发开口。
So in front of God, our Speech shall be few.
也不可以心急发言。
And we should not be hasty in speaking up.
说因为神在天上，我们在地下，所以我们的言语要寡少。
And so because God is above, and we're on earth, therefore let our speech be few.
所以神在鉴察，我们在神面前要敬畏的心。
And so God will look at our hearts and to see whether we fear God.
我们要谨慎我们的话语。
We must be careful of the things we say.
啊，所讲的话要荣耀神，能够造就人。
We're able to say edifying words, for others, and also for ourselves.
一些啊不合圣徒听懂的话啊，都不要随便出口。
Words, that are unfitting, for Christians, for believers, we do not speak hastily.Offend God.
因为我们所讲的话，都要负责任的。
Because the words we say, we will be held responsible.
一般在社会上，有时候说啊，在议会里面讲话，议员讲话不负责任的。
There are people or even some politicians, whatever they speak, they don't really count.
但是在教会里面啊，在社会上，基督徒没有那个免责权啊。
But in the church, especially Christians, whatever you say, you will be held responsible.
既然出口了，所讲的每一句话都要负责任。
And since the word is out of your mouth, therefore you shall be held responsible.
所以就是在开会当中也是一样啊。
So even during meeting, this is even more.
我们一定要慎思而后言。
We have to be even more careful. We have to think before we speak.
因为神都在听啊，神要按你所讲的话，定你是义人、恶人。
Because God listens to what we say, and according to what we say, we'll be judged righteous or evil.
所以我们讲的话都要思考过啊。
So let every words we speak
不可以随便发言的。
Be a thoughtful speech, rather than random babbling.
我们的行为也是一样。
And our actions shall reflect our speech.
我们看诗篇131篇。
Let's turn to scroll Psalm 131.
第一节。
131 verse 1.
诗篇131篇的第一节。
Psalm 131 verse 1.
说神啊, 我的心啊, 不狂傲, 我的眼不高大, 重大和测不透的事, 我也不敢行。
Verse 1, my heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me.
所以求神让我们有一个平静安稳的心。
So we ask God to give us a peaceful and tranquil heart.
所以我们做事啊，行事不要狂妄自大。
And so when we do things, we should not be too stubborn or too strong-willed.
因为神都在监察。
Because God's eyes are watching.
所以我们在神的面前啊, 只有存着谦卑的态度。
So in front of God, we can only show our humility.
说一些重大测不透的事情啊, 我们就不可以随便行。
He says, I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me.
所以不可以狂傲, 不可以自大。
And so do not be too proud and think that you know everything.
有的人啊, 狂傲自大, 就是目中无神。
And some people, if they're too stubborn or with very strong self-will, that is in effect not fearing God.
如果我们能够敬畏神的话, 我们不敢随便讲话, 不敢随便做事情。
A person who truly fears God would not speak or act.
我们都要想想看, 我现在这样讲, 我现在这样做, 神喜悦吗?
You must think the words that I'm speaking and the actions that I'm thinking about doing, do they glorify God?
因为我们都要面对神。
Because we will all face God.
我们再看利未记19章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32.
利未记19章32节。
Leviticus
19. 说在白发的人面前，你要站起来。 也要尊敬老年人，又要敬畏你的神，我是耶和华。
19 verse 32. Here it says, "Rise in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God. I am the Lord."
一个晓得敬畏神的人呐。 会尊敬老年人，会孝顺父母亲。
A person who fears God will respect the elders and also honor his parents.
所以这里把这个尊敬老年人跟敬畏神把它摆列在一起。
That's why here this verse it combined respect for the elders and revere for your God as the same statement.
表示说啊，这两件事情都很重要。
It means that these two things are very important.
我们知道敬畏神很重要。
We all know that fearing God is important.
但是一个敬畏神的人啊, 一定会尊敬老人人, 会孝顺父母。
But a person who fears God, he will also respect the elder and honor his parents.
耶和历书里面说啊, 你没有去爱那个你看得见的人, 你怎么会去爱看不见的神?
The book of 1 John says, if you are unable to love brothers and sisters who you can see, how are you able to love God who you cannot see?
你对父母亲都不会尊敬了，你怎么去尊敬神?
If you cannot even honor parents who you can see with your eyes, how can you respect and honor God who you cannot see?
对一些长辈啊，你不会尊敬，你怎么可能尊敬神?
And if you do not respect the elders, how do you respect God?
所以我们要尊敬神啊, 就是从尊敬人开始做起。
And so if we want to respect God, we have to first learn to respect others.
为什么要尊敬老人家?
And why shall we respect the elders?
这里讲到说啊, 白发是老人人的荣耀。
It says, for gray hair is the glory of the aged.
所以在老人人啊, 在白发人的面前说要站起来。
And verse 32 says, rise in the presence of the aged.
这是圣经里面的教训哦。
And this is the teaching in the Bible.
我们对圣经里面的道理要努力去查考，去遵行。
And we have to study the teachings in the Bible and practice accordingly.
那些教会里面的一些长辈啊，我们要尊敬。
And there may be some elderly members in the church, we should respect them.
因为他们有很多啊, 在侍奉主热心的表现, 所以得到神的, 特别祝福啊，让他们能够得到长寿。
And because of their special blessing from God, and the experience that they have, God allowed them to live a very long age.
约伯记里面说啊，年龄比较长的啊，因为他们有很多的一些人生经验。
And the book of Job says, those who are aged, they have many life experiences.
这些啊都是可以做我们的学习的榜样。
And all these experiences, could be used as our example.
诗篇里面说啊，为什么一个人能够得到长寿？
And the scroll of Psalms says, how is it a person enjoys longevity?
说要敬畏神啊，远离恶事。
The way to do it is to fear the Lord and shun evil.
所以神会把长久的日子赐给他们。
And God will give them a longevity.
所以一般啊，年长者啊，他们有一些啊，道德上或者是所道上或者是信仰上的好榜样。
And so many of the elderly members, they have many good examples, in fearing God, in obeying the truth.
很多是蒙神祝福的人。
Many of the elders, they were greatly blessed by God.
所以我们要按照圣经里面的教训啊，要尊敬老人家。
So according to the teachings in the Bible, we have to respect the elders.
尤其在我们的家里面。
Especially within the own family.
我们的父母亲，我们的长辈。
Our own parents, some of the elderly members,
他们对我们这个家庭有很多的贡献。
They have contributed greatly to the success of the family.
我们做儿女的，做孙子的，我们应当敬重他们。
And we, as the children or even grandchildren, should respect them.
这就是圣经里面的教训。
So these are teachings in the Bible.
他说孝顺父母亲啊，能够在世啊蒙福。
And if we honor our parents, we may enjoy blessings in the present.
这是第一条啊，带着应许、带着祝福的诫命。
And this is the first commandment with the promise.
所以我们知道说，敬畏神的人呢，会从尊敬长辈开始做起。
So those who fear God, very often they need to begin by fearing. And respect the elderly members.
然后我们的生活行动啊，要正直圣洁。
Our actions and our behavior should be just and righteous.
说对神啊，对人要长存无愧的良心。
Whether it's in front of men or in front of God, we should have a blameless conscience.
所以行为要正直。
And we should act justly.
另外一个就是要有祭邪的心啊，不要犯罪得罪神。
And we should have a heart of shunning evil and do not sin against the Lord.
说神拣选我们的旨意啊，就是要我们用圣洁尊贵锁住自己的身体。
And Bible tells us that God had chosen us so that we may keep ourselves holy to revere Him.
我们的身体啊，成为圣灵的殿。
Our body shall be the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
是主耶稣用宝血把我们买回来的。
Whom our Lord Jesus redeemed with His precious blood.
所以我们要我们在我们身上啊来荣耀神。
Therefore, we should glorify God within our body.
说我们要脱离一切的罪恶。
Therefore, we should shun all evil.
要过圣洁的生活。
And we should live a holy life.
这样才能够蒙神悦纳。
And then we can be accepted and be pleasing to God.
所有的罪啊，都在身子以外。
So all sins are apart from your body.
但是行淫的就是得罪自己的身体。
But those who commit sexual immoralities, they're sin against their own
body. 作为一个敬畏神的人啊，应当有像神一样祭邪的心啊。
So a person who fears God will have the heart of God who always stay away from evil.
约瑟虽然十七岁就被卖了。
And Joseph at the age of 17 was sold to Egypt.
但他从小的时候就有敬神的心。
But at a very young age, he had a heart of revering God.
虽然哥哥们常常做坏事。
And even though his brothers often committed bad deeds.
但是约瑟就晓得说那些坏事情啊，不能够跟他的哥哥一样。
But Joseph knew not to do those bad things that his brothers often had done.
有时候把哥哥所做的恶事啊，告诉父亲呢、啊，是希望父亲能够管教他们，让他哥哥啊能够修正自己。
And Joseph sometimes will report his brothers' bad deeds, and hopefully his brothers may return.
这是他一种啊祭邪的心。
And that just because he's always thinking about how to survive. So due to the jealousy of his brother, Joseph was sold.
但是他还是持守啊纯洁的心呢。
But he still preserved a heart of innocence.
啊，所以虽然在不如意的环境当中啊，神都跟他同在。
So even though he encountered some tribulations, God was always with
him. 让他能够凡事顺利。
So that he was successful in everything he did.
啊，因为他有敬畏神的心。
And because he has a heart of revering God.
所以他面对试探的时候。
So when he faced temptations,
他说，我怎么可以做这种大恶来得罪神？
He said, how can I commit such a great sin against the Lord?
因为神的道啊，常常在他的心里面。
Because the words of God was always in Joseph.
因为他对神有敬畏的心。
Because he feared God.
知道说，凡事要听从神，不可以得罪神。
He knows that he has to obey God and cannot offend God.
所以在试探当中啊，他能够得胜。
So he was victorious in temptation.
所以神给他更大的荣耀，神就高举他。
So God gave him greater glory and exalted Joseph.
作为一个敬畏神的人啊，应当有像这样啊，拒绝不犯罪的心。
So a person who fears God will always stay away from evil.
利未人他们所以能够被选啊，在神的面前在那边服侍。
The Levites were chosen to serve in front of God.
他说，因为他们有忌邪的心呐。
Because they have a heart of shun evil.
啊，他们曾经在那个百姓拜金牛的时候。
When the Israelites were worshiping the golden calf.
利未的祖孙啊，就站在摩西那里，把那些犯罪的人啊，把他们杀掉。
And the descendants of Levites, they slaughtered those who committed adultery.
在实庭的地方啊。
And in the place called Shittim,
啊，因为百姓啊啊行淫乱呐，去拜偶像。
And the people offended God, and they worship idols.
结果他们当中啊，遭遇到瘟疫，死掉24,000多人。
And a pestilence broke, and 24,000 people died.
啊，腓尼哈就把一个西面人呐、啊。因为他正在淫乱行淫的时候，就把他刺死掉。
And one of the Levi, his name was Phinehas, and he killed an adulterous couple.
所以神对利未人说啊，因为你们有忌邪的心。
And so God told the Levi, saying that because you have a heart of
像神的心一样
，and like the heart of God.
啊，所以神就选召他们呐、啊，可以在神的身边呐、啊，来服侍神。
And so God chose the Levites to serve after God.
神又跟他们立约啊，啊，这个约叫做生命跟平安的约。
And then God set a covenant with Levites. And this is the covenant of life and peace.
生命啊，跟永远的平安啊，赐给他们。
And give them life, and everlasting peace.
所以我们要学习啊，在我们生活当中啊，敬畏神。
So we have to learn, to fear God in our daily lives.
我们来唱诗378首。
Let's sing hymn 378.